2024 was a challenging year for the automotive industry as a whole, at least according to what you read in various media outlets. Was this also the case for the BMW Group?
Well, obviously, 2024 saw quite a challenging market environment, as you say, and specifically to the BMW Group. We were hit by delivery stops in connection with the integrated braking system and, of course, weakening of the Chinese market. Nevertheless, we saw a very, very positive development in our fully electric vehicle sales, which we grew on a group level by 13%. And we also saw a clear rise in incoming orders of BEV in Europe. What we managed to do is, with our broad portfolio, that we expanded BMW brand's number one position in the global market, and we even managed to gain segment share in quite some key markets.
Mr. Goller, you mentioned different markets. Which ones performed well in 2024?
Well, if I go through, we have got our region Europe, which was performing excellently, especially in the UK, Italy, and in France for the brand BMW. We also saw a positive sales situation in the US for the brand BMW. We were ahead of the market and ahead of our segment. And as for China, even though the market environment was really challenging, we managed to grow the sales of our fully electric cars in the Chinese market.
So we're in the early days of 2025. How is BMW approaching the new year? What are your thoughts on this?
We are actually confident about the year 2025 because with our broad and technology open product portfolio, we want to really take the momentum we gained by the end of last year into the full year. With the expanded lineup, especially on the electric side, including the new Mini family, we are confident that we have a very, very competitive offer and that we are able to further grow our BEV sales also in the year 2025.